Paul, you're currently a doctoral student at the University of Oldenburg and Groningen. Please briefly introduce yourself and your research project.
Thank you, Nina. My name is Paul Atikbiri. I come from Ghana, a lovely country along the coast of West Africa. And I was born and raised there in a family of five, so my parents and five of my five children, so myself and four siblings. I started my education in Ghana, so basic, secondary, and then also my bachelor's degree. I studied biochemistry in Ghana, after which I came to Germany to also study a master's degree in biochemistry as well. And following this, I applied for and got the opportunity to do a PhD at the University of Oldenburg. And so my PhD work is focused on, so it's like a cross between human genetics and metabolic signaling. And we've been looking at celiopathies in general, but at the moment we work mostly on retinitis pigmentosa. And we try to understand the signaling pathways that are dysregulated when a person suffers from a mutation that causes retinitis pigmentosa.
Okay, very interesting. Thank you very much. And why did you choose this bi-national doctoral project?
Yeah, so actually the opportunity to do this project was too good to turn down. So when I read up the advertisement for it and I looked at the prospects and what it offered, it was really enticing. So first of all, the fact that there'll be collaboration between the universities of Oldenburg and Groningen. So right there, you get an experience in two countries. And there was also the promise of a joint, the award of a joint degree. And this was quite unique. Actually, it was the first time I heard of such a program. And this was very influential in me choosing such a project or such a program.
Okay. You told us about the opportunities of this binational program. Are there any challenges?
Yes. So far, from interactions with my colleagues and my own experience, the main challenge has been what I would call like bureaucratic gray areas. So in situations where it is not immediately clear to the students and sometimes even some faculty members which university is responsible for what, and this was a main challenge. And secondly, the logistics of it in terms of moving from one city to the next, it can be difficult to get accommodation in a student city. And if you're not lucky, you end up losing a lot of time trying to settle down and get yourself going even before the work itself. So I would say these are the two main challenges.
Yeah, I see. We do our best to improve the situation, I can be assured.
I can already say that from the time I started till now, a lot of things have already improved and it's looking good.
Okay, thank you. And Paul, what career move would you like to make next after your PhD?
At the moment, I'm keeping my options open. So what I know is I would like to remain in research. And so either I do this in academia, in the university, so other research institutions that are more aligned to the universities, or I would also like to work in industry in research and development. So I'm keeping the options open and see what opportunities come up in the next year.
Okay, I see. And do you have any advice for future PhD students?
Yeah, so, yes, I would say from my experience, the first thing is to get a solid grounding in your topic. And in this way, you earn the respect of your PIs. And after that, you just need to enjoy what you do and have fun doing it, because it can be challenging sometimes in terms of the research work. And then maybe also to try to make as many connections as possible in this period. It's very important for developing one's PhD itself, and also opens opportunities following your graduation. So whatever career moves you like to make, it's very good to have people in various places that you can connect with and learn from their experiences and get some tips from them. Yeah.
Okay. Paul, thank you very much, and all the best for your project.
Thank you.